Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
June 3rd, 2012, VGN Radio presents Midwest Wasteland with your host Kevin Baird,
Brian Baird,
and Larry Mack.
Tonight's topic is the weather. So, we decided to come back and do a new Midwest Wasteland, and unfortunately, even with pretty good forewarning, not all of the guys, managed to show up.
Fair enough. We're the ones who care about you.
But people did miss Brian last week for the last time for the Medispective show.
I'm still coughing shit up.
What do you have?
I don't understand.
Was it a cold? Was it a cold you got or
no? I couldn't even. I would say like maybe three or four words. I'd be like, and it was like I couldn't breathe and shit. And the thing was obviously I can breathe, but this cough, it's this persistent cough. It will not go away, man. I've taken all kinds of shit, and of course, so we just had that conversation.
If you get
fucking bullshit, dude.
Do you sleep okay? Oh, crap! Here goes the internet again.
And then, like, constantly have to pull the. Would have contributed zero. So sorry.
Yeah, for those people listening, the internet is on Skype. Actually, is a bit of a
problem. What's cutting in and out?
It's okay. It's back now. Skype. I don't know what it does, you know, it starts to like renegotiate or something and it turns gray and it has this little spinning wheel and it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm always just having problems with it. I'm thinking about buying a new router. My big problem though is that I've got like one of these more expensive routers. I've had it for a long time. It's like $300 and I need it because I run websites and things out of here. It's kind of got like a firewall and it has to be a little bit more industrial. I just don't want to spend the money on a new one, but I think I have to because it's gotten to the point where just certain things aren't working so well anymore. I think it's hit the wall. But anyway, so you don't know what you have is what you're saying.
No. I just assume it was not, it's not the flu because it didn't feel like all the energy got sucked out of my body, nothing goofy like that. It was just, couldn't breathe.
Do you cough when you lay down?
I tried everything, man. I almost hung upside down just to fucking see if the shit would just pour out of me and I would be done with it. You know? But of course, it doesn't work.
No, I'm just saying, is it impacting your ability to go to sleep?
It was, yeah, dude. I had insomnia for like a little while. I mean, I have problems sleeping anyway, you know, which I've mentioned before in the show. But this was just really out of control, man. I would just, you know, couldn't breathe, couldn't sleep. And then finally, you know, little by little, it started to finally go away. So I was able to actually start breathing and, you know, get more sleep and stuff. But I was, I go to bed and I have like a big pile of Halls, you know. So I pick one up in a delirium of fucking on being unable to sleep, you know, pop one in my mouth, hope I don't choke to death on it in my sleep. And then, proceed to try to, get some kind of rest.
You know, it could be that you're not drinking. You might have to put some alcohol in your system.
I've actually been trying to drink just to get back into it. And drinking's yucky. So no, I bought that Original Sin hard cider. And I don't know what I'm thinking, man. Every time I get hard cider, I'm always thinking, oh, apple cider. Because I found like this energy drink and it tastes like apples. And I'm like, oh, this is actually really good. And I'll get some of that. It doesn't taste like that though. It tastes, you know, it's yucky. I drank one and I'm like, you know, this is so tart, I'm getting a headache. But if I drink Jeremiah Weed, which is what I normally like to drink when it's really hot out, that shit's so fucking strong. It's just like, Jesus Christ. So, but I've actually lost a lot of weight, so I'm happy about that.
Really?
Yeah, I lost about 15 pounds.
Oh, that's good.
Total. Yes. Well, it's an uphill battle.
You think you'll find it again? Or?
No. No, I think I'm tired of being fat, so. It's not like I'm going to lose, I'm not going to get better looking. It's just I'll be able to fit in my clothes and, hopefully not get sick all the fucking time.
That'd be great if losing weight was directly attributable to how young you were.
So
if you
God.
If you just shed pounds or something, that'd be like a year of your life. Well, Larry would turn into an infant. It's a, no. Kidding. Larry, you still there?
Oh, Larry would always be fucking 85.
Larry?
Well,
bastard.
I mean, yeah. That's good. That's
so we're here this week talking about the weather and see if we have any weather-related stories to go around. I thought it was a good idea when I was sitting around thinking about it that everybody would have some.
Slow down.
But
Jesus. That all came out as one word.
But now we only have like three people on the show, so I'm not sure how great it's going to be. Because it would have been interesting to have Jedi on because he would have had some interesting things about living next to the sun.
Sandstorms.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I saw what you wrote.
Barricading the house against Tusken Raiders and shit.
Yeah, it's hot out. What else can I say?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, we don't have desert heat here, dude, here in Ohio. We have like Vietnam heat, because of the fucking humidity. But aside from that, we don't, have what they've got out there, And you could mention like it does snow in Arizona, which I'm sure people are like, no.
Yeah, and I think also his issue is the fact that he's in, he's living with those roommates now. And I think last time he was broadcasting from his living room. So, that can't be very easy for the guy to.
That's probably not awkward.
Right. Probably not going to really
be quiet.
Throwing shit in the back of his head.
Of course,
I'm Jedi.
Of course, then again, his roommates are probably just whipping themselves and
frenzy,
chanting.
Hear them like doing an exorcism. That'd be awesome.
That would be great.
What the fuck's going on? Nothing. Never mind. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah.
Guys, just take that in the basement, man.
Look, aim his head.
It's on the ceiling. Get her off the ceiling. Gotta pay for that.
Aim his head the other way. The vomit's getting over on my computer. Damn it. But, so we missed him. And then Anderson could have told some good ones because he's lived in Oklahoma as well as Cleveland, but he has child rearing duties tonight. And I imagine Jason Corbett's just asleep.
Yeah.
He goes to bed at 7, apparently.
Yeah, dude, I'm not that far off myself half the time because of this crazy work schedule. So,
what is your work schedule? Because I've never quite.
I know you're always texting me, and I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, and Nelson Cohen's just like, "What was the last thing you sent me? Something from fucking like Mad Max or some shit, some quote?" And I'm like, "Oh my god."
Sometimes it's like I'm on like late, and you're up, and it's like I think you're getting up in the morning. So apparently you live on like some altered universe for me.
Yeah,
or something.
No, it's like Monday is like the one of the few days I get to just because I got to drive to Somerset, PA, and I leave here. Shit, I don't even start getting ready for my work until like noon, And that's from here to Somerset's not very far. So when I get there, that's it. I just go to sleep, and it's not like it's a far run. I think I told you about it before. It's not like I have far to go. It's through the fucking squirrely ass hills of Pennsylvania, so you can't go very fast. So I'm back Tuesday night, and then Wednesday I'm off. But then Thursday, I got to be up at 1 o'clock in the morning, go deliver Michigan. And then the next day, Friday, I could be up at like 12:30 in the morning to go deliver to New York State. And that's a fucking haul and a half. And, I mentioned that, by the time I get to my first store, it's 6 hours later. It's like,
You got to hold on because I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So Monday, you leave at noon. What time do you go to bed on Mondays?
Whenever I get to the hotel. It's usually like, by the time I get to the hotel, it's between 5 and 6. Okay. So by 7, I'm just sort of like,
So then
I need to sleep.
So then you drive home. You're home Tuesday, whatever. And then Wednesday you have off. But you got to leave Wednesday night at 1 in the morning? Is that what I'm hearing?
Like Thursday morning, like at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And then I go to Michigan. And then I get back. And then Friday I'm up at 12:30 in the morning.
Which is Thursday night, is what we're saying. Yeah, it's Friday morning.
And then Friday. And then Saturday, I get up super ass early because for those of you in Ohio, you know this already. For those who don't, most of Ohio's under construction, the roads, like all of them. So if I don't want to drive through a bunch of just, weekend lollygagging or law enforcing fucking assholes, that want to fuck, you know, speed limit's 55. They want to go 45 for whatever reason. And there's just like 5,000 people and somebody else has to kill themselves, you know? So I'm like, well, I got to just sit here and wait for them to go away.
So you drive home on Saturday is what you're saying?
Yeah, I get up at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday or 2 o'clock or whenever I'm allowed to drive because you'd have to take 10 hours off. And then I just drive back, you know. By the time I get back home, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And I'm off today, and then I start the whole fucking thing all over again.
Okay. Well, that's fucked up. Now I understand.
It pays a lot better than it used to. My boss said he's going to, because he knows I'm, because I'm coming in, I'm like, you know, half dead. He's like, I'm thinking your Thursday run, I might make it smaller, because that way you can get back earlier and, you know, maybe get some real rest. I'm like, thank you. You know.
And this porn motel room bill is getting out of control, you know. Yeah.
No, I was a little concerned because hotels in New York State for where trucks can park, they're kind of like really fucking hard to find. You know, I mean, you could probably park there if you just manage to like, if the parking lot's empty, you could turn the truck around, you know. But otherwise, you're kind of like to have the hope that when you wake up in the morning, you're not surrounded by vehicles and shit. And there's at the border between, this is on I-86. There's but on the border between New York and PA, there's a one of those small Holiday Inns. I forget what the fuck they call those goddamn things. You know, I don't want to just call it small Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn Express.
Thank you. Yeah, and they take our corporate lodging card. But my boss is one of those dudes who's like, look, if the hotel costs more than like $50, you can't stay there. Well, it's a Holiday Inn, you know, it costs more than that. And I was like, there's nowhere else for me to stay, man. So I don't know what you want me to do, because around this hotel, there's nothing. So speaking of weather, like I was just there last Friday and I was getting out of the truck and it's just like nothing but fucking like blowing wind and clouds on the horizon. And I'm just like, oh, Christ, I've seen this in every fucking horror movie, man. You're in the lonely ass hotel, which, you know, when you're like looking, like you're watching that shit on TV, like there's no hotels out there like that. You know, well, no, there is, you know, so.
There's a forest fire in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
I don't go there, so I don't even go near there, man. I go to like Flint, which is like halfway. Even really that far.
North. I thought you had said it, actually.
No. With what? My truck? Burning up the truck, Brian Baird. Lit Michigan on
fire. Probably just some way of getting out of work. You know, look, I went up there. It was burned to the ground. It was. I don't know what happened.
I mean, what do you want from me, man? I tried doing my job. It's not my fault that the shit explodes.
Bridge was out. People were running around screaming. I had to go. I left the play sand.
Yeah, the play sand was on the fire. I'm a hero.
So talking back on weather here. So the one I wanted to start with was, and it's not much of a story, but it was remarkable to me. Our mother had one time lived out in Palm Desert, California, and I went out to visit her in like high summer, you know, I'm from.
That was very white.
I'm from Cleveland, and we've gone. You know, we would visit Los Angeles in the summer, and it would get pretty hot out there. I mean, you know, but it's a dry, you know, kind of heat like the desert, so it's okay. Sometimes you get pretty sunburned. Sometimes Brian and I both. In fact, every year we'd be red as shit. But Palm Desert was a different experience. It was like you can't go outside during the summer. You've got to get inside your house. And just wait.
Oh, yeah, you'll burst into flames.
And mom would keep the air conditioner set at like 85. And
cheapest.
And apparently that's just not very good.
So there's almost no point.
Yeah, it's almost no good at all. It's like just might as well, I don't know. But it didn't matter because you could feel the sun coming through, like the radiation coming through the tiles of the house, seeping into your body. And I was just sitting on her couch, mad, just angry, just like for no real reason, just pissed off, you know, because I was hot and I was just like,
dude, I imagine that trying to set her air conditioning unit to like something like remotely close to like 70, it probably would have just made a catch on fire and would have died.
It would never happen. It would just
100 years ago, who the fuck decided to settle here?
It was incredible. And you know, is she you know, she was somewhat able to tolerate it, but I wasn't. I was just crabbing off about everything. Because you never notice that when you get really hot, you're just suddenly everything just aggravates the shit out of you. You're just like, you know, you just hate everything. I hate this food. I hate it. I don't know why you buy this. You know, you don't know why you're so pissed off.
Yeah.
Later try. On. Yeah,
I
later
got your
on
pizza, here. But it's fucking cooked, so you want me to put hot shit in my mouth? Fuck
you. Can't even, you're hot, you can't even complain. Like, what are you so mad for? Whatever you say is going to come out whiny. Like, hot.
They could make, like, your most favorite thing to eat, but you won't want it. You'll just be like, I don't want that.
I want fucking ice cream.
If I wanted that, I would have asked for it. You know, it's just crazy. But, you know, I was just dying. And then it was like at nighttime, you weren't allowed outside either because it was like apparently there's werewolves. There's just like scorpions and tarantulas and big coyote run off with you and stuff. And it was just like nobody goes outside at night. It's like
you're sitting there one night watching TV and outside the window. You just hear going off into the distance. As one of the neighbors gets carried off by a coyote.
I'm just thinking you would, like, pull the blinds back in front of the screen door or the glass door. Just see all these, like, coyotes right outside the window. Ah, you know? It's like, what the fuck? Bugs everywhere.
Just eyes glowing at you.
Yeah. You know? You see a vampire fly by or something. What? You know? Where am I at? This place is nuts. You know? And it was ridiculously hot all the time. I mean, I was just thinking, why does... If you live in a place, and this goes for Jedi too, where you can't have grass in your yard, leave. It's not for human beings to live, you know? Grass is pretty hardy. It really is. It can live in most climates. If you live in one where they don't have grass, you're not supposed to be there, you know? It's just, I don't know, I can't even understand it. It's so fucking hot. It's like, how do you go outside and have fun? I know it's nice in the winter. Or something, but that's not right. It's called winter, you know? It's not supposed to be, like, pleasant. I don't know. You know, pioneers and shit. It's winter.
Supposed to enjoy fucking winter.
Yeah, those are the ones I can't figure out. Like, the pioneers, as they were trekking across there, obviously without AC or anything, you know, okay, it's 117 degrees. You know what, Martha? Let's build a house right fucking here. Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you. We're going up on top of that fucking mountain where I see snow.
Yeah, there's no water here, Jonesy.
Yeah.
That's all right. They'll bring along a truck and they'll bring it in by the... Yeah. What? No. Like...
I'm not sure we'll be able to raise good crops here since there isn't even grass.
Maybe we should look elsewhere for our, you know, new home.
Yeah, if somebody asks you to come over their house and there's an opportunity that you might die... from sun exposure before you reach the front door, that's not a place to live. It's just not, you know. Granted,
you should come over tomorrow.
There's
make sure you're here by 8 a.m. Otherwise, just stay home.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, though the coyote and the giant scorpions will get you. Look out for the sand lion pit in the front yard. But, no, it's like, seriously, it's like, you know, it's I understand. Yeah, well, you guys live in the freezing cold winter, and you can die doing that shit, too. That's true, but we also wear clothes. You know, it's you can survive.
When I get cold, I can put on a blanket. Yeah. When I get hot, I'm kind of fucked.
Right. In fact, you could die quicker if you took your clothes off with that kind of shit, you know? It's like, ew. You see those at the TV shows all the time, the sun, the guy's like sweating, it makes that noise like,
yeah.
And then the guy's like, ugh.
All you have to do is watch over. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly when the guy made fucking Clint Eastwood walk through the desert. And, like, at the end, it's Clint Eastwood, and he's all burned the fuck out. I mean, that's, you know, you're no Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. So, yeah, so that is basically, it wasn't much of a story, but I just wanted to comment on that because, you know, it was so fucking hot. Yeah. Do you guys have any?
Well, it's like for work. I have the guys that I route, you know, daily through a bunch of our properties, and it's, you know, Arizona, Nevada. And the one guy in Arizona was originally from Ohio and relocated out there. And the one day, you know, I sent him out there, you know, their route and their schedule. And the one day he texted me, he needed, you know, a unit number on a condo or whatever. And I look it up and I'm like, okay, here's it. And I look at the clock and it was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock here, which means it was like 5:30 or 6 in the morning there. I'm like, are you already out looking at properties? He's like, I'm trying to beat the heat, man. I can't do this job at 2 and 3 in the afternoon.
Jesus.
I was like, seriously? He's like, it was 117 yesterday.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's just, you know, because in Cleveland, if you leave your car doors closed with the windows rolled up and it's sunny out, your car will be pretty hot. I can't imagine what it would be like at 117 degrees. Yeah. I can't even. I mean, your car would be like on fire, I think, or the
pretty much
the
you know?
Seats would be melting.
Yeah, you can't. You can't get leather upholstery because it melts.
Can you imagine trying to sit on that shit?
Oh.
It's just be on everything. Anything you leave in your car would be ruined. Just anything, yeah. You know. Did you leave that in your car? Oh fuck! Oh. That whole computer's just melted now.
You can't leave the CDs in your little glove box to listen to because they'll warp.
You'll never get them out again. They'll just be stuck in the changer. Fuck. Sucks.
It just melts all over your fingers. Like, ah!
Yeah, it's just shooting out plastic at you when you hit the eject button.
It's coming out like you use a Betty Crocker. Man,
you know? You put down a towel or something to sit on. You get in, and as soon as you grab the steering wheel, your hands just sort of sink into it, and then they're stuck in, like, the melted plastic.
So needless to say, we have some issues with how shit, you know.
That's hilarious.
The sunlight, because we don't understand that shit here in Cleveland.
Oh, my God, no. It's way too...
It's 80 here. People start losing their mind. Oh, my God. You're going outside? It's like 82 degrees. Fuck that.
Yeah, well, we have to go to the beach, which is just a big sewer. Swim in it.
Pretty much.
Do you guys got any other heat-related stories, Brian? Anything in your mind capturing anything?
Heat-wise...
Do you have to do anything on the Navy boat in the heat?
Dude, yeah, there's just... Because it's worse. Because you're surrounded by fucking water, and you're not being cooled off at all. It's like literally like walking into a fucking microwave, man. You know, like... I wasn't in the Indian Ocean, thank God. You know, because that would have just... Because the water out there, I guess, is very calm. Because I guess it's so hot that even the water doesn't want to move.
It's just
the water to be more like a mirror reflecting the sunlight back up.
Yeah, you know, you're not... I mean, you're like, oh, I can see why there's never going to be any fucking, like, frozen planet, you know? But it's like, you come out, you know, when you're like in something... Because I actually got on the ship in Australia, so it was like... whatchamacallit? It was winter here. But there it's summer.
Right.
You know, so I got on the ship in Australia and which I have no real...
Damn it.
The ocean. I know it's out there somewhere. But, you know, because...
Hold on.
All right. Hold on.
Start that again. Start the Australia thing again. Sorry.
I was in Australia, and then we went to Singapore. So I know we crossed the equator because I did the whole shellback initiation. And, you know, that goes on. That may have had something to do with how fucking miserable I felt afterwards, you know, when this whole thing was going on. And I went out on the deck of the ship, you know, as, you know, I'm getting very close to the end of this fucking outrageous bullshit that you have to, you know, you volunteer to do, which is so fucking stupid. And as soon as I went outside, I hadn't actually been out there because I had a lot of shit I had to do in engineering and stuff because I was in engineering and stuff. And as soon as I went out there, the first thought, I don't know anybody who's seen the miniseries Shogun.
Yeah.
But there's a scene in Shogun where because they landed, I guess, without anybody's permission or something got fucked up, they have to draw lots. And one of them gets boiled alive.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was when I saw this.
It was disturbing.
Yeah. Okay. But as soon as I fucking went outside, I immediately knew what the fuck that guy had gone through, man. Because I walked out and I'm just like, holy fuck, I'm dying. You know? I didn't say that because I just walked outside and all you hear me goes, eh. The guy's like, are you okay? I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's hot. He's like, where the fuck have you been? I'm like, don't ask. Just get this over with. It's horrible, man. It was fucking horrible.
It's got to suck if you're like on a steel boat and everything you touch is probably like super
The only
hot.
Other weather-related thing that had to deal with the heat was a sandstorm I was in. I don't even remember what fucking state, but it's one of the ones that we have where there's fucking sandstorms. It was when I was like still new at this shit, and we were going through construction, and the construction workers, I guess, were like kind of flagging everybody down. And, you know, so of course we're like, well, what's
up?
And yeah, they're kind of like, oh, there's a sandstorm on the way, which we didn't call it the, you know, what they call it now because we got people in Iraq. So I guess we have to use other people's words for some fucking really weird reason. We can't use English for, yeah, sandstorm. I guess we can't call them sandstorms, you know. So I guess, you know, but back then it was a sandstorm. So, you guys need to get parked as soon as humanly possible. We're like, we're on it,
Wow.
So I don't think I've ever even seen them on TV. So I had no idea that basically what you're looking at is a wall of sand, roughly, that goes, it's like looking at a fucking Titanic tornado, except it's not, quite as destructive, but it's like a wall of just like, I guess, sand.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's churning and it's moving pretty rapidly, but it's not like tornadoes, just destroying everything around you and shit, it's all with lightning. It's like, a fucking tornado is like an angry god, touching the fucking, from the ground to the sky, that's just like ripping the fucking everything to pieces and people are screaming and cows are flying and shit. Fucking a sandstorm. It's sort of like, yeah, it's pissed off. You can hear it as a whoosh, but you can't see shit because all you see is like a bunch of brown, And then it was over with pretty quickly. I guess we got lucky. They say sometimes the shit lasts for a little while. And then we had to go dig the fucking truck out because it was up to the fucking wheel wells in sand. And that wasn't because like it dumped that much. It's just because it blows so much around. But I mean, I think I reacted in the same way that people that are new to Cleveland react to our mayflies. soldiers, people who come to Cleveland who don't know about that shit.
Mayflies, yeah.
Yeah, the people of Cleveland will not tell you that that's just like, they're just mayflies. They come out. No. For us, it's time to fuck with the visitors. Like, the seals have been cracked.
Yeah, if you don't know, up here in Cleveland, we have these mayfly attacks, which are basically like on the lake.
Steroids.
There's just a bunch of these really gross type of flies.
They don't bite.
Yeah, they don't bite, but they swarm all over the northern part of the suburbs in the city of Cleveland and just land
twice a year or something.
Yeah, basically everywhere. Like, they're on the road, they're on your window, they're on top of the roofs of buildings, and the birds like them, but you'll just, like, if you walk out of your house, you're just stepping on them.
Yeah, it looks like the locust plague.
Yeah, you're just like... You get to your car, you just wipe them off your window.
Yeah, you have to do something to get them off your windshield. Like, you try using air, because if you just use your windshield wipers, they get
killed and pushed.
If you just got done eating breakfast, it's just...
Yeah, there's just gore all over your...
It's horrific, man. You're just like, I'm going to throw up.
It's a reminder to us that God hates Cleveland. And
they're like, they come from Canada. It's like, why do they come here? There's nothing edible,
Blown into this.
If you forgot about it, you open up your door, you're like, ah, oh, Christ.
No kidding. They get inside your house, you're like, damn it, because there's not really a good way to get rid of them, because you touch them and they explode into gook.
It's
not like they do anything. It's not like you have to worry about them suddenly transforming, like, they assemble into just some gigantic fucking monster. So nothing cool. They're just sort of gross and useless.
Yeah, they manage to find, like, wherever you have, like, a cobweb or something, you just hang there dead, and you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you'll find every fucking spider web.
Yeah, right.
Fucking city, man, because the spiders suddenly get fat as fuck, man. And it's like, holy shit.
They'll have 50 in your screen, what'll be in the air vent and everything. It's just, you can't get rid of them. You're just like, God almighty. You clean them out, and then they come back. It sucks.
It's really gross. But that's the, like you said, we used to go visit my mom in California, but you got the ocean out there. So every so often you get this beautiful breeze, That's about as exciting as that gets.
We would go to the beach and get sunburned and everything, and you go out into the water and all that sort of stuff. But...
I mean, I've done that thing. I'm sure we can all, agree we've all done that thing where it's summer and you're not paying attention. And like Larry says, you get in your car and you fucking put your hand on the goddamn dashboard or something like that, But it's always like that one part of the fucking car, which is like unrealistically hot. where you put your hand on it, it's like, he's like, Jesus Christ,
You go to turn up the volume on your radio and you get, blisters on your fingertips. Ah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, like during the 80s and the 90s when I would go out to California and Brian would go too, sometimes there would be little earthquakes. And earthquakes never really freaked me out. We weren't in, like, a fucking big one or anything. Like, the building was fucking swaying and shit. People are screaming and none of that shit.
You guys are all just
involved in this shit.
We've had mayflies. Fuck you.
Yeah, but we things would be, like vibrating, and one of the mom's pictures slid down off the wall. And I was sitting on the bed at the time, and you kind of hear it more.
It can freak out a little bit.
Well, I wasn't, because I was just thinking, if something falls, because you're just kind of waiting. You're just kind of like, if I see one of those giant beams that crush people in Towering Inferno, I'm leaping out of the window.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but then, you know, it sort of settles. And then, you know, there was like a littler one a little bit later and stuff like that. And I got to tell you, it really freaked my mom out. It freaks people out because they're all, you know, out there. They're all ready for the big one where the ground opens up like a mouth and just starts eating people. But like being in
Nostradamus is always mentioned every time there's a goddamn.
Being in like the potential, because I've never been in one. But being in the potential of having a tornado hit is far fucking away more scary. I mean, it is. First of all, your power's gone out, okay, and the outside sounds like basically the planet's being torn apart because there's fucking lightning going. You know, and there's hail hitting everything, and your parents are like holding on to you, and you're like, don't worry. And you're like, oh, that's it. We're going to fucking die. What's going on? And then we hear air raid sirens up in Michigan.
We had the one that was like right, like on top of an apartment, and, you know, that was like air raid sirens / you know, the nukes are on their way.
It's fucking.
I mean, it was so fucking loud. So, like, it literally sounds like one of the seven trumpets is blowing it on your fucking head.
You're frightened to death because, you know, and everybody just tells you, like, when they come, they just destroy everything that comes along the way. An earthquake is kind of like, I don't know, it was sunny out, you know, and then it's just like, I get the fear, I do. I mean, when you're in a big one, it could totally be horrific, just like being in a tornado. If you were in one, it could be horrific. But
I was in that big one in Los Angeles, man, when I was in the Navy. That one that, mom had all sorts of shit fell off.
The 90s one where the highway collapsed and all that?
I wasn't in the 90s, dude. I mean, the one before. I don't mean the big one. I mean, it was a six-pointer. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was a number of them that were out there. There were smaller ones that happened back then that.
Yeah, I mean, but I was next to the ocean when it was happening. And at first, because we all still had our sea legs. We didn't know what was going on. But the doors kept opening and banging and shutting. And we're kind of like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
We were a dry dock. So we look over towards, like, where the guys are working on construction. And the construction workers are all, like, holding on to shit. Like, oh, fuck. You know, and like, oh, it's an earthquake. This is, you know. But, yeah, so, like, we're all, like, looking at the water like, well, if there's an earthquake, we get the worst part of it because that means there's a giant fucking wall of water on its way. But it wasn't, you know, nothing happened. And then but that's because we were like way the fuck far away. When I got to mom's house, dude, I guess, you know, apparently, because I was like, mom, I need you to drive me to the fucking airport. And of course, mom was like, Brian, I can't take you to the airport for whatever bullshit fucking reason, you know, I'm like, take me to the fucking airport. I want to go home. So,
I know, it's just that television, when they have earthquakes on there, the ground opens up, giant blazing rocks of fire shoot out of it. Yeah, it's just flames, like, you know, dinosaurs it's come back. Volcano. It's just, it's totally not like that. I mean, it's. I guess it could be, I'm not sorry, because I know people have been in them, and I know some people that were in them and were really freaked out about it, but they were in really big ones, and I'm just saying, the littler ones that are the potential ones. I mean, look, I had What's-His-Face from Argentina on there, whereas the wall fell over and smashed his car and his pool got messed up and people died. Yes, those are horrible. But I'm just saying those littler ones, I don't...
The pussy ones.
They don't... Yeah, but like a pussy tornado alarm is still some serious shit. Although...
You gotta worry about it.
Yeah, but people in Cleveland, like...
You could still pick your ass up.
We mostly ignore it until it rips our roof off because it's like... Oh God! Another tornado warning.
Yes, they're way too frequent around here for what the weather people really want to warn you about.
As soon as it rains,
it's like flooding, and then the flooding alerts that you don't care about because you don't happen to live in like a river ford.
Yeah, you live on a hill.
Yeah, it's usually three counties away from you. And then you're like, oh shit, there's another one. Where is it? And then you see it's not the flood warning. It's not the tornado warning. It's the thunderstorm warning or the high wind warning. You're like, really? Really, I need to be worried about that?
Dude, it reminds me.
Even if it is the tornado warning, it says, now what this means is the conditions are right for a tornado, which basically means there's wind.
Yeah. There's, like,
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely, man. It's just fucking, I know what you're saying, because like, it's like when I'm like driving my truck. I used to drive for Warner. And they would have, like, those little warnings that would go out every so often. And they'd be like, you know, I'd be, like, in Maine, and I'd get woke up in the middle of the goddamn night. And they're like, yeah, a truck in California has been stolen. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I'm in fucking, you know, I'm in Maine. Like, exactly how am I supposed to fucking, like, you know.
Keep your eyes up for it.
Yeah, like, you never know.
Like the weather people never just want to tell you to take shelter. See, that's the thing. I think that's the problem. They sit there,
take shelter, then you're not watching.
Yeah, it's like they want to tell you that there's the potential that you could die, so that you're on top of that. But they just don't want to be like, why don't you just, everybody just get in the basement? You know, and then you get that weird shit like, it's a tornado watch or a warning. And then people get confused about which is which. Yeah. Wait, so a watch means they've seen it and they're watching it now. Is that what it is? No.
Yeah, the warning means it's there. It's been spotted. It's on the fucking way.
I don't
warning,
even know.
A watch means, what Larry said, like, yeah, the wind's blowing. And that's really spooky because we know wind is loud. So... You know, it's sort of like, and then everybody, you know, on fucking Facebook is like posting pictures of like, you know, which typically happens.
Trees blowing in their backyard.
Yeah, clouds that look, any clouds that look like triangles or and triangular formations are suddenly like, it's coming here, you know, and you're just like, dude, that's a triangular cloud.
The sky gets that like muddy green overcast look. They're like, oh, yeah. That means it's like right next door.
Believe me, if it's a tornado. You'll fucking know. Yeah,
you'll know, and you...
There's no question what you're looking at is a fucking tornado, man.
Yeah. You are not going to be like, you know, ooh, there it is. I got to post this picture on Facebook.
Yeah, even the small ones, if you see a tornado, your brain just shuts right off.
Yeah, you're immediately like, in the basement.
I don't know. I mean, I was in my car and with Corber, and that thing that we were in, if that wasn't a tornado, it was like the most insane microburst. Because it was like just
I've been in those, and those will freak you the fuck out. The microbursts,
yeah,
like fucking Christ. it's like you're driving, and then all of a sudden you're on the bottom of the ocean during an earthquake. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
It's true, man. It's like somebody's pouring the ocean on the top of you.
I've done that where I'm like, you know, tooling down the highway, you know, 70 miles an hour, and then bam, I'm like pulling over on the side of the road because I can't see the front of my car anymore. I know. The fuck is this?
I mean, we were just getting hit by like really heavy hail, and I thought for sure, seriously, I thought my window was going to break, like, and they were going to smash through.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
were hitting so hard. It was just like, bam, 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 bam. And I'm just like, this is fucked up. We're going to go in the air. We're going to go in the air because the wind's just going, whoosh, whoosh.
And I mean, what are you going to do? You can't just, like, jump off your car because you know you're dead.
I mean, we saw a jogger run by earlier, and I'm thinking that guy died. I mean, because it was horrible.
There's no way that person survived, man. Yeah.
So
it's worse when, like, when you're on the freeway though, like at the turnpike, and people, you know, they try to do the same thing with like, well, let's pull over to the side of the road, you know, which is nice, so that people like myself, because you know they get some wind and like, well, it could be really bad, so let's pull over, and then you have all of us dumbass truck drivers who, like, you know, weigh far and away more than their cars. We just keep going. Like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're so worried about. It's just, you know, here's a little clue. Maybe you don't know this. You can drive through this shit, and you'll get out of it on the other side. Or you can wait, you know. It's like when there's snows and shit. People are like, you know, I got an idea. I'll just wait for the snow to stop. It's like, well, I guess I'll be seeing you.
But, dude, you know, if you're in a truck, I don't know. But, you know, the thing I always think about in the car is, like, I can't, like Larry said, I can't see beyond the hood of my car. And that's going to be the moment in my life where the schoolboy runs in front of my car in the highway. Like, for some...
Oh, dude, I understand.
For some non-sensible reason, you know, that's when the cow will be in the road. And I'll smash into it and die. I have no, like, I have to pull over.
Okay, here's the rule of thumb. If the wind's blowing so hard that your windshield wipers don't go all the way across your windshield, because they're like, yeah, get the fuck out of it.
Have the windshield wipers, you know, on high, but you still can't tell when they're moving.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
Any water moving? See, mine is never, you know, the fact that, you know, that's going to be when the schoolboy runs out in front of my car. Mine is...
Listen, Johnny, run across the road and see if it's safe over there. Okay, Mama.
I know what I'm doing. I can continue on my way and arrive safely, but I know most Cleveland drivers are immediately going to start doing 20 miles an hour on the highway.
Yeah,
and
that's what we all... And then they do it in all three lanes. Like, they're trying to save people's lives, but if I was like, I'll save you by going slow, it's like, oh, fuck. Because that's when being a truck driver doesn't pay off, because your truck is not going to fucking stop. It's going to hydroplane. It's like skipping a gigantic rock across the fucking water.
You ever done that thing, though? Like, there's like a puddle, and like you're in a parking lot or on the road or something, and you're like, I mean, you drive through it, and then you realize that puddle goes pretty deep, and your car goes into it, and you're like, it's like stalls out, and you're like, oh, fuck. That totally happened to me at Great Northern. I was in the car with, I think it was like Corber or Anderson or somebody, or maybe Vinoy, and we were like, you know, my Prelude was pretty low to the ground. And it was just a puddle, and we were just like, all right, we go. And we just, like, went into this thing. And I was like, fuck.
Cars coming in through the doors.
I can't believe I stalled out. These kids came out of nowhere. They're, like, throwing neutral. Because I guess they were having fun. That's Cleveland for you. Pushing cars out of the puddle. And they pushed me out. And I eventually got it started again, thank God. But it was like, yeah. That's the kind of welcome shit you get to go to.
That happened to fucking me, Bob, and Dan James. We came back from some death metal show down at the Empire. We went through a puddle, and I think it was Dan's fucking rabbit. Remember the rabbit car?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It fucking went right through a puddle and went and just died. And we were in, like, Fairview or something. We had to push it to the mall. And a Fairview, I think I was Fairview, man. A fucking cop was like, what the hell happened to you guys? We're like, car stalled. We just came back from a concert. He's like, where do you live? And I'm like, well, I'm the closest because Dan lived in North Ridgeville, for which people who don't live in Cleveland, that was a considerable hike.
Yeah.
And I have no fucking idea where the hell Bob lived, but I'm certain it wasn't anywhere near me. So he actually just gave us a lift back.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, we were like, you know, we were like metalheads and shit, but we were like, you know, being nice to him because, you know, I was already like, even though he was like, yeah,
we're being nice to him. Yeah,
I'm thinking we're going to jail. He's being nice about us, but he's going to take us to, like, the prison for metalheads. So stupid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know that's like, dude. Yeah, there was, remember that fucking giant-ass hole at the bottom of that hill over there in the Metro Parks? And, you know, it would rain. And, you know, everybody who knew about it knew to avoid. I used to car swallow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You go to the bottom, it's like,
figured the road was right there. Everybody else knew the road was a good 10 feet away.
Yeah. 10 feet down. You know, somebody drove around it, or they went really slow. But in the rain, you went around it. You would wait for the cars to get out of the way. And it wasn't a very, like, wide hill. Like, now it is. But back then, it was, like, maybe two cars, if you're really lucky, pass each other. And because here in Cleveland, we're assholes, we would go 90 miles an hour past each other. But if it was filled with water, you'd find all the people who didn't know about it, because you'd see their wrecked vehicles, like, at the bottom of the fucking hill. Because I'll just drive through this little puddle. It must have been like being on a fucking submarine for the first time, man.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the Metro Parks every so often, which is this ring of parks that goes around Cleveland, and we used to hang out down there. And back in, like, the 80s and the early part of the 90s, there wasn't such a thing, I guess, in the Metro Parks called a road budget, there was just, like, parts of roads that had, like, gone away, like that one on Grayton. That they decided that they just weren't going to work on that for about 10 years, I guess. And
it was just closed for a decade.
Right. Yeah. and Brian's friend, Vicky and Bean, they lived up on this place on Rocky River Drive or whatever. And you'd have to go up this back road by these horse stables. And that road was like, I just think they just one day had some extra blacktop and just poured it down on that road. Cause it was fucked up.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up again.
I can hear myself. I'm all right. You guys, I know.
All right. Just checking, man. Just want to make sure.
Fucking internet. No, but the road, that road that went up to Vicky and Bean's, that blacktop, was just like somebody just had some extra, like, pothole fill or something. Because it was just like, it was practically single lane, you know. And
that's what I was just talking about. Yeah, two cars could barely squeeze past each other.
Yeah.
We'd all, like, you know, we'd all fly around. And then every so often, you'd be completely suicidal. And you'd pass somebody. Yeah. And whoever was in the passenger seat, you know, usually a guy, but suddenly they'd start shrieking like a fucking 4-year-old girl, you know, which would always happen. You go to pass somebody would suddenly end up coming right at you, doing 90, you know, and it was like, you know, you get over really quick. I don't know how we didn't die.
Yeah, and those roads that went up to the IX Center, those were all messed up, too, in the Metro Parks. The whole thing was just kind of...
And that's when it rained.
Yeah,
when it snowed or became icy, it was like, dude, I think we're going to go down the Metro Parks another way.
Yeah,
because you can't survive going down that hill. You're like, oh shit. I've actually hit guardrails going down that hill. You know, like, oh shit, fuck, get out, look. Nah, we're okay, keep going.
I always like that.
Down, that wasn't even up.
You know, speaking of driving in winter, I gotta say, I always enjoy that moment when the guy in front of you that is, you know, going pretty quick slams on his brakes and you press yours, and that's when the car decides that it's not gonna
stop.
It's not even gonna go straight anymore. It's gonna start leading, like swinging around. You know, you can't do anything. You're just in that frozen state where you're like, here we go, and the car just slides all over the place, and then you somehow
I believe
miraculously stop before you fucking hit somebody.
All right, before Kevin gets too out of control with what he's talking about. All right, my brother tailgates. Okay, you tell guys like a son of a bitch, all right? I've told him, dude, you have to fucking give some space. And he's either afraid that he's going to lose something, like lose points, because somebody gets in front of him, or he does that whole thing, well, I've got good reflexes and I have really great brakes. And I'm like, dude, no wonder you failed science, man. You know what the fucking momentum is? He's like, yeah, I saw that.
Look, I've looked
like that. And I'm like, dude, you're going to fucking, you're going to keep going no matter fucking what. What if it's wet out? He's like, whatever.
I've never been in a car accident. And second of all, look, I don't tailgate as bad as what he says.
Yeah, he does.
I stay like a car.
Got out of their car and come knocked on your fucking window. Like, come on up, bitch.
I stay a car length away. But the problem is that
regardless of his speed.
No, it becomes
15 miles an hour, 85 miles an hour. Kevin is one car length away.
Give him the finger, yell "fuck you" at him and stuff, and Kevin's just like, what?
It's not true. The time you'll notice it is when the guy in front of me is not doing the speed limit. That's when I'm on somebody's ass. Oh, because
that's when you go ape shit.
Drives like, me fucking faster. Crazy. Go the speed limit. Go the fucking... I'm not trying to go over it. Go the speed limit.
The parts where, like, old people are driving and shit.
I will...
Total double line. You can't
I,
pass.
I will.
The blind curve, Kevin goes right around.
I will go around the double yellow line, and I will go to the right on the fucking curb lane to get around slow motherfuckers. I hate them. But I
just remember when we went to that City Stars game, after the game, you know, Sydney and I were driving, and we're getting on the highway, and it's like, we're going up the on-ramp, and this dude is right on my ass. And he goes, like, whipping out across, like, the berm up onto the side of the hill, or some crazy boat. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy? And as soon as he gets in behind me, I see the license plate, I was like, that's fucking Kevin. Yep.
No regard for human life.
Oh, my God. It's not true. It's not that
fuck
bad.
Fuck doesn't care. Anyway, weather.
Yeah, but driving in the winter is like fucking always an event. And you can always tell in Cleveland who's not used to driving in the snow. Because first snow of the year, there's about 17 accidents on the road. And
everybody drives really fucking slow. The ground is just wet.
Yeah.
It's not like it suddenly went from like 50 degrees to like -4.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even freezing.
Everybody goes slow enough that, you know, the only problem in the snow is that the ground is wet, so you don't have the traction, and you'll slip.
Don't stop as fast.
But everybody goes really, really slow so that they then get themselves stuck in the snow, which never would have happened if they were, you know, moving at a reasonable rate of speed.
If you live in a...
It worse.
If you're like Jedi and you live in a warm climate and you drive there, don't come here because you will die. Because you don't know how
it
to drive.
It snows in Arizona, dude. I've been there.
Okay.
I'm in Flagstaff. It snows like a motherfucker.
It's
down by Phoenix.
It doesn't.
Okay, yeah, I don't know about Phoenix, but I never.
They don't get no.
You don't.
Flagstaff is a whole different.
You don't have driving skills for the snow. You don't know how to pass properly. You're gonna cut your wheel really like tight to like go around somebody.
You're gonna fishtail or go screaming off the side of the cliff.
Basically, we're gonna say you're gonna fail. You need a like a Cleveland driver just to fucking get you around because our snows. Like, they come out of nowhere sometimes.
Well, and the budget's never here to really plow properly.
Okay, let me explain something about the difference between the east. This is something I actually do enjoy about living on the east side and the west side, okay? The east side normally, except, I don't know, like, recently the weather pattern's been kind of off, but the east side normally gets the shit weather, okay? They get tons of fucking snow.
Well,
the west side barely gets any. So, for some odd reason, if you're on the west side suburbs and if there's a really good snowfall, you might want to stay off the freeway because they don't plow that shit. There'll be like 4 or 5 inches of fucking snow. It's been there for like an hour, and nobody's touched this shit. The east side, that shit's gone. They get rid of it like right away, which is kind of nice.
Not all.
They'll be back in like another 5 minutes because it'll keep fucking snowing.
Not all the communities can afford salt, so they'll just like mix the salt in with like, I don't know, fish.
It's crazy because like
fish scales or something. Yeah, and then
that's what they mine out of the fucking whatchamacallit. That's what they mine out of underneath the lake. That's where all the salt comes from. You know, for some odd reason, freshwater fucking lakes above like this giant salt mine underneath the fucking lake. So they mine that shit like crazy. But like, you know. We constantly run out of fucking salt.
We do. And then they're just like, we're mixing it with brine or something. And I'm thinking to myself, that's great. I'm just going to die because you guys got to mix it with some kind of weird substance that's...
Dude, at least you get some kind of traction out of that shit, though. You go to some places, they don't put salt on at all. They're like, why bother?
Yeah, they plow it and then leave it.
Yeah,
there's no snow to fuck with you, but the road is, you know, a sheet of ice.
Well, no, it's because it melts.
Way worse than the snow.
They won't put down any salt because they might as well be putting down like little plastic pieces because it's not going to melt. It's too fucking cold. So they put sand down. I'm like, thank God. Yeah, I can get traction on that shit. You learn to drive on the side of the road where there's a lot of snow because, like, hey, I can get traction out of this.
Yeah, that's how you spot the newbie who's never been in the snow, because when they do the highway, there's like three lanes, and there will be one lane that is almost completely plowed free of snow, which is not the lane you want to be in, because in the ones that have snow, you actually have traction, but you always see the people that immediately get into that clean lane in the middle and then start sliding all over the place.
Yeah, they don't understand, dude.
I don't know, but
now we're talking about driving.
So you get too close to that damn plow truck and the salt that's coming out of that thing, you know, starts banging on your car. Because I passed the salt truck, too.
It starts dissolving the front of your car.
Yeah, I ride its ass. Come on!
I don't want to talk about the fucking the snow plows that they got out there on the turnpike. I don't know what's going on with ODOT, but they, like, hired bastards. Because they used to do is they used to break the shit up. So, like, when they're plowing the snow, like, you have one in the left lane, one in the middle lane, one in the right lane. But they break it up, you know, so you can get around them.
Three
they
of
don't do that
in anymore. All the lanes.
They do. They drive in a big line, you know, and it's just like, dude, I need to get past you, you know? They did this, like, not this past winter, because we didn't get shit, but the winter beforehand, where they were taking the snow that was in the median, which wasn't bothering anybody, okay? It wasn't even like there was that much. The roads were dry, and these assholes fucking pushed the snow from the one side of the road to the other. I guess it was busy work. They just did. And, so basically what you did, because it was still freezing cold out, but the roads were dry, and then these assholes pushed the snow all the way across the turnpike and basically turned into a giant sheet of ice, and they were going like maybe 25 miles an hour, and they did that for like maybe like 60 miles. So, I mean, Kevin, you would have went insane.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what the fuck?
You know, when it's bad out, I will drive really slow, because I've just been in enough, like, wipeouts. I mean, I remember being in our dad's Cougar, which had no back end at all. And I think it was rear wheel. Yeah. It had no weight on the back end. So I was like, I was drinking. And I was coming, I was getting on 77 from the highway, you know, from downtown Flats. And just as soon as they take that turn, the car just spun out and I banged the rear bumper.
I remember you told me about that. Into the
wall.
My ass off.
And that's just, like, the moment where you're, like, kind of laying sideways on the on-ramp and you're waiting to get, like, T-bone from another oncoming car or something. And you're just, like, throwing it in the drive. You're like, please go forward. Please get me out of this, you know. And you just start crawling.
We're both going to die if you don't, okay? I'm sorry I'm dumb.
I've driven
this mess, but...
I've driven half a mile on, like, the grass interior part of 77 because, like, the snow has thrown me into the middle of it. And, like, you know, you got to kind of get up to speed so you can get over into the left lane again. So just and there's just, like, a cloud of freaking snow coming out the back, you know. You're just making a huge, like, I don't know, snowstorm for anybody else on the highway. Like, what the fuck is that?
I get that shit, too. Like, you know, pulling, you know, I go in Monday and stuff. Well, those trailers have been sitting, like, there, like, all weekend. So if it snows, the snow's collected. I mean, they tell us, well, you're supposed to, you know, we have like a thing, like you can get over there and like clean the snow off the top. I'm like, I'm not getting up in the fucking freezing cold, okay? And, you know, freezing my ass off to fucking clean off the top. So I'm just going to drive for 5 minutes. It'll be gone, you know? And then you're driving down the road, you know, and you look over and everybody's fucking, you know, they're giving you a shit look because you basically are creating a small portable blizzard everywhere you're fucking driving.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh well, don't fucking drive out my ass. And
yeah, that's totally it, man. When I would never clean my car off. I would just have the little porthole and drive, and then all the freaking snow would just fly off the thing. That's the way. It's the way to go. But getting off cars here for a second, I just wanted to say, you know, when we were kids, I was thinking about it. You know, we would go outside and play in some awfully cold weather. And
they close schools.
We would totally build like igloos and stuff to try to just shelter ourselves from the freezing cold.
We saw Empire Strikes Back. We were out there fighting snowtroopers or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
And I just realized that I must have been all kinds of bored to be going out in that shit. I mean, it's just the only reason you really go out.
It's better than inside.
Yeah, right. When it's better than inside, then you know it's bad. Because it's shit
inside the house is unfriendly.
You got to get dressed up and all that crap. And we always had the worst mittens. It was always like or gloves. First
big
of all,
fucking holes.
You never
get sodden and they stay wet all goddamn winter long, and your fingers would be frozen the moment you go outside.
You never wanted the mittens because you couldn't make a snowball with a freaking big padded mitten on. It sucked. So you would get, you know, try to get gloves. Yeah, and they would freeze, or they would be those yarn ones that were totally useless.
Yeah, they're utterly useless. I, to this day, don't wear gloves. I never liked them as a kid, and I don't like them now because I'm kind of dumb anyway. And never liked them. And I remember one time they closed school, and some friends were like, hey, let's go sledding. So we decided to go sledding, and I showed up with, like, my, you know, my coat and a hat, but of course, no gloves because, you know, I don't like them. And we're going down this hill, and, you know, I'm already cold as balls anyhow. And I go down this hill, and right at the bottom of the hill, because no one decided to check this out beforehand.
Oh, God.
There was, like, a little stream.
Oh, this totally happened to me, too. Go ahead.
So it's, like, a little bit frozen over, but not really. So I immediately, you know, as soon as I hit the bottom, I plunge into it. And of course, they're like, dude, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And meanwhile, like, my face and my arms are just totally soaked.
You can't feel anything anymore.
I'm like, I'm good to go. And yeah, like, it'll be fine. So I just went back to sledding and being dumb. By the time I got home, like, I had gone far beyond frostbite to the point that, like, the skin on my hands had frozen and then cracked open. And I had, like, spider webs of blood all over my hands. I was like, this might be a problem.
Jeez, man. Yeah, I went into the drink like that, too, off of the highways hill. And but it was one of those things, like, it was, like, me and Jeff Dyson, and, like, we were both, like, walking back. And, like, we totally stuck, because that's, like, when your pants freeze. So your pants, like, you're walking, and your pants...
they're hard.
Yeah, they're hard, and they're, like, they're just, like, ice. And you're like, this blows, you know, everything's frozen on your body. And you have those thoughts in your head, like, I may not make it. I may totally die before they're going to find me here out on the bike trail, just laying frozen, you know. And your parents could be like, what happened to him, you know? Well, he fell in the puddle, and it was half a mile to the house, and, well, he didn't make it. You know, bad parenting. There's been many times like that, though. I used to have the paper out. We would have to do the paper out in the worst weather. It didn't matter what it was. He could be hailing bricks, and he would be like, oh, I'll do the route. And you're like, oh, my God. And it would be so bad. And you just have to go. And I would do dumb shit because I was a kid.
Fucking so goddamn cold out, and you're like...
wearing cords.
You'd be like, you'd be like trying to beg people, like, please fucking just drive me around. No. Man up and go do it.
Freezing cold, like wet rain, freezing, and you'd have, like, cords on. You'd just soak all the water up. And just freeze them to your leg.
It was so fucking cold. Like, nobody would go out. Like, it was so cold your car would not start. And there was a possibility your car might freeze and just stop working.
Rain or shine.
There we are. And sometimes you try riding your bike, and that was always dumb.
You would have
funny
to go.
At first.
Yeah, I remember that one guy asked me. He's like, "Why do you walk in the street?" Because nobody shovels their sidewalk, man.
Yeah.
It's freaking, you know, what am I going to do? Just walk out of the snow because it's fun to watch me slip on the ice or have your crazy dog attack me? Fucking paper routes are the worst. I don't know. Nowadays, I guess people monetize them or something because it was a nightmare for us. What a horrible thing. Brian used to name all the dogs on its route. He would know, like, there's Bear and stuff. He would know all the dogs that, like, it would take a chunk out of them.
Yeah, because they would attack. Bastards.
Fucking horrible fucking thing, yeah. So. Yeah, you still have to walk.
If you want to talk about weather, I mean, we could literally talk about nothing but fucking winter for, like, the next 7 fucking hours. Because, I mean, that's all there is. You know, Cleveland is like, yeah, there's some fucked up snow, you know, and there's more snow, and mostly it's driving and trying not to fucking get killed in snow.
I do remember.
Then, you know, I mean, there's like a 5 zillion different fucking snows. I'm trying to, like, think of, like, lightning striking. That's always fun. You know, because driving a truck. I was just talking about this in one of my other stores because they were having thunderstorms out in New York. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm still there. Like, I was going on I-90, I was going east, and this other truck driver was going west. And simultaneously, as we passed each other, a bolt of lightning hit between us on the fucking, on the interstate. And that's, like, the closest I've ever come to, like, having lightning hit. And it was, like, so fucking bright. You know, instinctively, you close your eyes, I can still see the fucking road moving. I'm like, holy fucking Christ, that's too goddamn close, man. You know, and of course, even though I'm in the truck and the truck was making tons of fucking racket and, you know, I got my radio blasting. Of course, my radio shut right off. I was like going, was that lightning or was we just hit by a nuke? You know, and then, you know, then you hear the thunder's like, boom, you know, and you're just like, you know, oh my God, you know, so I'm like, keep going, dude, just keep fucking going. And then I heard the CB finally cracked the life. I heard the other driver go, that was a little too fucking close, man.
Do you ever get paranoid, Jesus, like when you're sitting like on the John or something? Because people are always like, don't go in the shower or something,
yeah,
when it's lightning and stuff.
Fuck, you feel dumb, but you're kind of like, well,
hey, maybe I shouldn't sit here on the toilet.
Yeah. Should take a shower.
Lightning might shoot out and blast me off the fucking thing.
Right up your asshole, you know.
You know, I hate laying in bed and there's like a lightning storm going out even now. I'll hear it outside, you know, the wind will be like, whoosh, whoosh, and I hear the rain, you know, pattering and stuff. And I'll be like, all right, well, you know, that's cool. Then you just hear this, and I'm like, I'm going to go down the basement.
Like something just got ripped out of the ground, you know. Yeah, about to fucking just start eating everybody around them.
It's going to be the time. I just can't be like laying there because I just think that's going to be the time that someone's going to say, Kevin's had it there long enough. Let's take him out, you know. Blow me out of the water. No, I mean, lightning. Driving home when lightning's going off all the time sucks. I'm not a fan of it, you know. I don't know. The whole experience, I don't subscribe to it. But I have no real funny stories about any of it. I mean, I remember that one time Don Cease got killed from the lightning blast, you know, nothing like that.
I just meant to make it sound like it was funny because it wasn't. It was potentially terrifying when it happened. I was just like, oh my God, you know, because I mean, that's, you know, lightning's bright, especially when you're really fucking close to it. You have no idea. You're just like this really super loud kablamo. And then you're like, oh my God, if that shit had hit, it'd have really sucked.
I remember back in the day when the power would go out and it would be out for like a long time too. Like, you know, when your power went out, you could be out for like hours. It was always one of those things, like, not like today. I mean, it just seems like, if my power does go out, it's usually back on in about 20 minutes. I think it's just a bunch of guys looking at computers going, just reroute here and then attach it there.
See,
okay,
I don't even get the 20 minutes here. I get the constant. It shuts off long enough just to shut everything off and then it's back on.
Does that happen in the morning?
I get it all the time.
Oh, it happens in the morning here, followed by an explosion, and then it goes back on.
I was watching TV today and, you know, the girls were doing whatever they're doing, and like it shut off. And like my one daughter called, "Why'd you turn the TV off?" And Kendall's like, "Your computer's broke. It just turned off." I'm like, "You didn't notice that like all the clocks are flashing now?"
Meanwhile,
see, that's why I've got like an alarm clock on my iPod, so even if the power goes out, it wakes me up, which is nice.
Larry, you probably got somebody that lives downstairs from you that like they're constantly popping their circuit breaker and they don't know which one it is. So they're just clicking them all off and clicking them all on again. And you think it's the power company.
That's how you learn, you know. Well, there it is.
That's what Mole's neighbor used to do to him. He'd be like playing music and she'd get mad and she'd go down and shut the power off on him at the fuse box. And he would get so mad.
That's great.
Come out and flip out on her. Hold on, we're losing you again. Hold on. Wait.
Tell a story.
Wait a minute. Keep waiting. It's still gray. Hold on. God. Hold on. We lost Ustream. Hold on. I'm going to turn it back on.
Speaking of power.
All right. It's being gay. All right. It's back.
Okay. So anyway, my brother and I, we were some children. And we lived up in Michigan. We had a very close encounter with a tornado up there. And,
so, what I was talking about, right.
Yeah, that's what Kevin was talking about, the air raid sirens and shit. Because, they were fucking, they're out there, you know, just making a shitload of fucking noise. And this, you know, we knew something was up because it was like the kind of thunder and lightning which, you know, it sounds like, you know, if a tornado's coming because the thunder sounds like a fucking cannon blast. You know, so which you really don't want.
I remember when it would rain out in Michigan. Keep thinking of your thoughts.
No. I'm just saying because my mom. I mean, this is when you know it's serious. My mom's like, okay, there's a tornado, so we have to go into the basement. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't a big fan of. Number one, when our dogs would shit, they would shit down there, and even if they clean it up, it would still stink. Okay. Number two, we had the sump pump. Like, I've got a sump pump in the place I live in, but the sump pump's in, like, this little hole. This thing was, like, the gate. you know, from the movie where, like, little claymation monsters would crawl the fuck out. Okay, it was this gigantic fucking hole filled with murky water.
Yeah.
And we had a sump pump, but I don't know what the fuck the thing did. I never heard that thing go off once.
I never did either.
My mom took us, not let us sit down there in the spooky part next to the washer and dryer. No. My mom used to can fruits and vegetables. Okay? And then I don't know what, if she just forgot about this shit or what. So all of a sudden, like, you're going to, like, this creepy, stinky basement into, like, Reanimator. You that know, was like, and then you're surrounded by glass jars filled with, like, this murky, gross-looking liquid.
And that was
outside. The lightning's just going, and thunder's, like, just like a cannon blast, and the lightning's flashing, and it's, like, rapid fire. And you're hearing the wind going, you know, like out of fucking like Evil Dead.
But that was just a hole that they dug out of the ground next to the basement, too.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, we're going to fucking die. And I guess the thing did sort of touch down nearby, but you could hear that motherfucker, man. It was louder than shit, you know. So that's why people are like, I want to see a tornado. I'm like, you're fucking stupid. I don't care how fucking far that thing. I saw the one when I was on the freeway. When I was coming back, I was on I-69 going south, and it just, like, jumped over the freeway, and, like, my brain shut off. I'm like, that thing touches the sky. You know, it didn't do nothing to anybody on the freeway, and then it hit the golf course, and the next one, you just see, you know, everything's being blown to shit, and it just, like, disappeared, like, a moment later.
Yeah,
but for, like, a moment, I'm like, oh, my God, we're all dead.
There's a reason why when you see, like, tornadoes on, like, TV and stuff, that everything looks really small that they're destroying, because if you got any closer, you would be flying around the air with them.
You don't want to go near a tornado because it would fucking seriously hurt a lot. Yeah, and flying around, it's like you're not flying around like, look, I can fly. You're flying, and it's not like it's just you.
You're flying.
There's like tons of shit flying in the air with you.
You're flying around in a sandblaster.
You know, dust, fucking parts of houses, parts of fucking creatures, parts of pet dogs. You know,
no way.
It's gross.
But I remember, like, when it would rain in our Michigan house, Brian and I would immediately be on, like, pot duty because the house had so many, like, leaks dripping through the ceilings and stuff.
It was like that house in Fight Club.
Yeah, we would have to find them and then put a pot underneath them.
It was so bad.
Apparently, fixing the roof was never going to ever happen, I guess, with my dad. No. So we just constantly had to just put pots down. And I just thought it was a normal occurrence. Like, it rains and water... Water sometimes drips through the house. Yeah, because that's what you're told. You never put.
In summertime, we get bats, and in winter, there's something, you know, when it rains, you know, and fucking.
You don't think
like some crazy goddamn, like, oh, put the pot there. You know, so it sounds like somebody's peeing, like, nonstop.
You know, the whole thing was just, that Clausen house out of Detroit was.
It's still there, man. You can look it up. It's, like, right there. It doesn't even look remotely the same. I tried, like, wow, what did they change? They changed fucking everything, of course. And that's stupid.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I'm not going back there or anything. What am I going to do? Just look at it?
Yeah, we had the blizzard of, like, what was it, 78 or whatever the hell it was. I remember that because all the goddamn trees were, like, falling over. So, like, the next day, everybody's, like, going out with axes, and then they went back home, and then they got chainsaws because they realized that cutting a tree up with an axe sucks. You know, it takes a really long fucking time to work.
It does suck, yeah. Blizzards... You know, we don't get too many blizzards around here. They always, like, that's another thing with the weather people. They're always like, blizzard-like conditions. Not a blizzard. If it was a blizzard, it would be a blizzard. It's not blizzard-like.
We had one not too long ago, man, and I was on the goddamn turnpike or trying to drive my truck, which was practically empty on the turnpike, and all I was trying to do was not die. That fucking sucks.
The thing is,
and then I got back, and I had to fucking, we were, like, having contract disputes. So they basically had the guy who drives the snowplow around bury all of our cars. So I got back after digging my truck out, had to dig my car out, and then went back home to Lakewood, and nobody had done the driveway. I had to dig that fucker out. And by the time I was dead.
Yeah,
I went to bed and I woke up. It was the next day.
But blizzards are overrated because people say blizzard, but all a blizzard means is the winds are going more than, like, I think it's like 30 miles an hour or something. And it's like.
It's just windy snow.
Yeah, right. Because meanwhile, it could be like 60 below and it could be snowing like a motherfucker for some reason, and that's not a blizzard. That doesn't mean you won't die if you try to go out in it. Because it could be just crazy without it being a blizzard. And then
crazy shit these days is if you're fucking at, you know, when it's like snowing out and then you hear fucking thunder.
Yeah, or freezing rain.
That shit's creepy.
Freezing rain is the worst shit, you know.
Oh yeah. We are freezing mist.
You go outside, your car is covered in that, you know, sheet of ice.
Yes.
And, you know,
oh, that sucks.
To, like, chisel your way through to the, you know, handle on the door. And the door's frozen closed anyway.
I always
you
just
get that lock de-icer bullshit, but you always put it in your glove box where it's completely useless.
There's always like one time a year that I gotta like just write to my boss an email and just be like, listen, you don't really want me to die. Or like, dude, there's a point where you're like, is my job worth risking my life over? You know, because it really gets to that sometimes. Like,
I don't get to do that. I gotta go anyway.
The road is
the one day I had to call my boss when I was living in some different apartments because, you know, I went outside to leave for work. And I got to my car, and when they plowed the driveway or the parking lot, they had pushed all the snow behind my car because I was on like one of the little they have like the little three or four parking spots off to the side that aren't really the main parking lot. They're just sort of next to the building. So my car had this like 6 foot high wall of snow behind it. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, the snow plows are always great for just putting a huge pile of snow like in the wrong place wherever you are. Like you can be at work. And it's behind your car. You could be at the shopping center and it's behind your car. You could get done shoveling your driveway and that's when a snow plow will come destroy your mailbox and put all the snow in front of your driveway.
My dad and my stepmom, because they live, you know, down kind of in the country, but sort of civilization. But they're on like an open stretch of road, and the one year I replaced their mailbox like three different times. So they finally, you know, got one of those crazy industrial things, sunk it into the ground. Still got flattened by the fucking.
Yeah, you wonder if they came up there and they brought jackhammers uprooted it, laughing.
It's like that. You know? It's like that truck thing from DEFCON 4 or whatever, where it had the big screw on the front of it, just smashing through it or something. That's a reach. If you have any idea what that movie is, you would.
Yeah,
know.
That's great though. But dude, I know what you're talking about with my job. It doesn't matter. If the fucking government did not say the roads are closed, you're not allowed to drive on them, I got to go.
You ever been in like Vermont though or something where you see like one of those snow cats that takes up two lanes of the road?
Yeah,
you
gotta, that's where it really snows.
You got to get off to the side. Those things are giant. You're just like, Jesus.
Or where they flat out tell you unless you have the chains on your tires, you're not even allowed to try.
Yeah. Dude,
They'll stop you and be like, no. Just go home. We're not even going to let you attempt it because we'll just have to dig your dopey ass out.
When I drove for Warner, we weren't allowed to run with chains, so I was outside Donner's Pass, and anybody knows Donner's Pass knows, you know.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. The whole point is that people get snowed in there to death.
Yeah. You know. I'm like, well, you mean I got to literally sit here and I can't drive anywhere, and it's Reno. Okay. Gee, I'll let you guys know when I'm ready to go.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, so I was there literally for like 4 days because you could not legally go, you know, because you had to have chains. And then they finally let me go, and it was a big fucking mess.
Yeah, see, you know, when I was talking about, like, not or asking my boss not to go to work, I mean, it's like any normal job that I've ever had, they'd be like, no, you're coming in anyway, and I would have to have, like, a moral decision about myself, like, well, I guess I could get fired or go into work. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. But, like, now I can kind of get away with it, you know, but, like, the other people I work with will go to work, but I've kind of just, like, figured that the reason they go is because they don't want to be home with their wives and kids. Because I guess that's worse than facing death on the road with the ice. You know, they just don't want, oh, you're not working today? Oh, well, I have a list of things for you to do. What was that? No, it's your fault. You know, that kind of shit. You know, Dad.
Yeah.
So they're just like, fuck
this. You're going to go shovel the driveway. Okay, I just did that.
I'm going to go to work because I can just sit and have coffee and zone out, you know, or something, yeah. I guess. And
it's like screaming.
I don't want to.
Mad people.
I don't know, man. It's just because, you know, you bang your car into something and it'll cost you more than you made that day. You know, that's the other thing. And there's been so many times where I've gotten so lucky. I know I'm going back to cars, but I've gotten so lucky at times where I've pressed the brake and the car's going into oncoming lanes.
It just doesn't stop.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop. And you're just like, stop, stop, stop. And there's like a guy looking at you as you're moving towards his car. You know, he's facing you because he's stopped. And he's like looking at you like, are you going to stop? And it's like, what can I do, dude? You know, you get that look in your eye like, I don't. And then the car just suddenly goes, and it, like, catches it, and you're like, oh, my God.
And the guy looks at you like, you're lucky you didn't because I would have kicked you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, you almost, whatever.
Like, yeah, the one time I was driving home, and, you know, it was, I hit a chunk of the black ice, you know, where the road just freezes, and, you know, totally lost any sort of control over my vehicle. you know, immediately went into a spin. You know,
no, you're used to that though, aren't you?
Yeah, screw the 180. I did like a 540 or something. I'm like trying to remember everything. I'm like, okay, turn into it. Turn it. Now you turn out. Tap the brake. I'm like doing all the shit you're supposed to.
None of that shit works.
Oh, I'm like, turn in. Oh, wait, now I got to turn out. And I tap the brake and I finally get the car to stop. You know, after I had gone spinning around across like three lanes of traffic. And I stopped the car like perfectly parallel parked next to like the wall there, facing the wrong way on the highway. But I was like looking around and I realized I hadn't hit anything. I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's like you want to pick your car up and just like do like spike.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah. Check me out. Yeah, the one time, my one job, I would cut through the metro parks over by Cuyahoga Falls. And going down, you know, into the valley there was this one ridiculous hill. And I remember I was driving my dad's pickup truck at the time, which, you know, for those of you who haven't driven in snow, a pickup truck is the worst fucking thing you can drive in the snow.
I have, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because there's no weight in the back at all. It's just a bunch of dead weight. It makes your car really long, and all the weight is in one part of it, so it's a complete mess. So, first of all, it took me like three tries to get up the hill on the one side. And as I'm fighting my way up the hill and I'm like, you know, trying to weave across the lane to try and catch patches of snow so I get some traction, I get up to the top. I was like, oh, fuck, I have to go down this hill on the other side. And I, you know, go across and I start going down the other side and it had this really sharp to the one side. I'm like, okay, I'm still good. I'm tapping the brake the whole way. Tap it. I start turning a little early. Tap the brake. I'm going slow. There's that second in your brain where the light clicks on and you're like, okay, slow. I've completely lost it now.
Yeah.
And I just knew I was no longer in control. And the car, it just started going straight. And I'm like, okay, there's the turn. And I'm turning and the car is like completely ignoring me. I have the wheel turned all the way, but it's just sliding at this point. I'm like, oh fuck. I'm tapping the brakes. I go off the road up onto the grass and literally stopped like 2 inches from this tree. And on the other side of the tree was the drop-off into the river. I called my boss. I was like, I'm going back home.
No, you have to come in. You think sometimes I just tell you that to see if you'll do it?
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, let's see if you can make this guy fucking die on the way here because I can brag about the next meeting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, assholes, I'm not coming in.
We don't have to pay him unemployment now. He's dead.
They always tell us at our job. They're like, you know, if it's too dangerous, you have to be the judge. But then, like, if you try, because I've never done that, but I mean, I've hinted, but I've heard other guys go, yeah, I tried calling him saying, dude, I didn't feel comfortable driving. He's like, well, this other guy made it. He didn't have any problem. And I'm like, I'm sure he had problems. Like, my greatest moment in winter driving history so thus far is when I ended up on the wrong side of the road. I was going up to Titusville in Pennsylvania, and I was going north on whatever the fuck that Pennsylvania route is. It was snowing like hell out, and it turns into a divided, like, four-lane, I don't know, highway or whatever. And it's at first, though, it's, you know, they're together, and it was, you know, whiteout moments. And I can still now even say it's pretty easy to get confused out there. And as I'm trying to see, I'm crawling. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to get there 4 o'clock in the afternoon at this rate. I'm crawling along, and I'm like, well, I should be there in another couple hours, I guess. And maybe I could see how far along. I heard some signs. Oh, well, why the fuck are the signs backwards? That's stupid. Oh, shit. I mean, it was the middle of the night. I wasn't worried about cars. I was because Pennsylvania, they do have snow plows, and those fuckers drive them fast. You know, so I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to get back on the other side of the road before a fucking giant goddamn Pennsylvania snow plow. It's like, you know, and that's the end of me. And I got really lucky after I got back on the right-hand side of the road because I got behind a snow plow because he knew that dumbasses like me were out there on the road driving around and shit. So I just followed him. Which was nice. You know, I got to where the fuck I had to go. But for a while there, I'm like, I got to get across. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I hate when your car gets stuck in the snow and you got to sit there and rock it back and forth to try to get out of, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, dude, I do it with a truck, too. It sucks.
Or you're just, like, in your parking space and it's, like, at your apartment or whatever you're trying to get out. And you're just like, where am I going that's so urgent that I have to go through this bullshit that I'm stuck like this, you know?
Or you go to the mall after they've plowed and you see the ridiculous parking attempts people made before they plowed, where it's like, okay, you saw a car sitting right there. what made you think 7 feet away, 8 feet behind it was a parking spot? You know, they're pointing in different directions at different angles. It's like, you can't have thought you were right.
I think people just give up. They just park.
Fuck it. Yeah. they enter the parking lot and they're like, you know what? This is good. And they just stop their car.
Yeah. Yeah. They just get as close as they can. They're like, you know, this is dumb. I just need to get like five things and I'll be out of here. You know, they figured that it's not going to take that long. Hell, I remember, what was it? I don't know if it was last year or the year before, I was like bitching about how, you know, why the fuck am I out here? You know, I'm not saving lives and shit. This is fucking retarded. Why the hell am I, you know, why am I fucking driving? I'm not delivering medical supplies to the fuck, like to the war. You know, I'm like, I'm out here. I'm going to get killed. This is so fucking stupid because I had like no weight. It was totally retarded. Still went, made it back. Came back, I was a little bit twitchy. That I definitely remember.
I remember like flying and out to California, we'd fly through those thunderstorms sometimes, and there'd be like lightning outside the window. And as a kid, you're just like, oh, look at that. It's like flashing, there's lightning. You get older and you fly and there's lightning outside. It's no longer fun.
No, you just start someone realized you could die horribly.
Cease just flew to Florida, he was talking about it. He had the same thing. You said he was sweating sitting in the seat. Just like totally like petrified. He's just like,
Because when the shit explodes outside and you're in a fucking plane, it's, you know.
Well, he didn't even have a storm going. He was just talking to me about flying in general because he was just like, you're cramped up in that seat, you know, and your mind's just reeling about all of the ways the cabin's going to blow open. And you're just going to fly it out.
He goes,
it's not the dying that I'm scared of.
There's
going to
be a monster on the wing.
He said the exact same thing I always say. He goes, it's not the dying part I care about. It's the time you have to think about it. I go, I know.
Screaming the whole way down.
Yeah. You run out of breath. You're like, oh, this is dumb. I'm not screaming. Because you're gonna end up being on the goddamn plane, and it starts to get a little bit fucking shaky. So I don't know who the fuck it is that starts doing the screaming bullshit, you know? But you're just like, you know. I've always thought to myself, like, yeah, I'm sure that there's going to be a certain amount of panic, but as soon as everybody starts screaming, I'm not. I'm like, this is dumb. Not screaming.
This is dumb. Yes, you will.
See, I'd be more concerned about being, you know, you hit the turbulence or whatever, and the plane lists to the side, and you're like, and then nothing happens, and you're like, oh, sorry.
I'll have the most bitter look on my face probably the entire time as it's going down, because it'll just be, you know, typical.
They're going through the wreckage, and, you know. Your corpse is just there looking pissed off.
Hey, look at this guy. He knew. He probably just sit next to some fat dude. He's like, I'm going to die next to a fat guy.
Now, Brian, were you in the Navy? Were you in a storm on the boat?
Oh, yeah. I've seen water spouts, dude. No, there was never any rogue waves or anything fucking crazy like that and shit. But,
the fucking Poseidon. You got raw living, you know, in the bilge pumps, living off seaweed. You were farming for like 5 months.
Okay, if you want to talk about like actual cold, like we took on fuel in Alaska, Adak, Alaska, and it was February. That was mother, like. You go out there because, you know, it takes when we would give fuel to a ship, it took about an hour.
Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Just wait. We're getting that. For some reason, when you talk, it shits the bed. It'll come back. Just wait.
Are we good?
I don't know why. It's just when you start talking, Skype says, oh, it's Brian. Time to fuck up. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't blame it's your computer. It's just it's Skype. It's just because it Skype turns gray and then it does its little dance. Okay, it's done. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, you go out there and you had to wear all this crazy bullshit when you took fuel on. And I'm like, you know, for some stupid fucking reason, I'm like, nah, I should probably go out there. So I learned this. You know, they're like, dude, you don't want to go out there. It's really fucking cold. I'm like, I know it's really cold, man. You know, but I mean, I need to learn this. So you know, I learned something new. And they're like, all right, man. So, that, you know, they put the mask and all that other shit on. And, I mean, it, you know, you remember when you're a little kid, you put on the snow gear and it takes for fucking ever? Same fucking mental picture, man. So by the time I'm done, I'm out there. And then I'm out there for like, you know, they say you go out there for a little bit and then you come back inside to warm up, you know. And I was, of course, young and stupid. Like, no, I'm going to hero this bullshit. No, no. Oh, no. That dude, that is cold unlike any other fucking cold I've ever felt in my fucking life. I thought I was going to die. I mean, then you have to sit there because you have a mask. They put like this big plastic mask. I don't know why. I don't know how in the fuck that's supposed to save you, except maybe from the wind. But I don't think it occurred to anybody that that shit freezes to your skin. So like as soon as you're done, you have to sit there and wait for that shit to warm up before you can take it off your face, or it'll take the skin right off. It's fucking unbelievably cold, man. Like as soon as you go out there, it's like your eyeballs just freeze solid.
Jeez, man.
I mean, it's just because, you know, all the moisture, man. It's just like, you know, it's gone. No more moisture. You don't need that anymore. That's ice.
Did you have to do any, like, refueling when it was, like, storming out or anything, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one time it was, like, so bad. I mean, you know, you're in the Navy. At this point, you've just given up. You just assume you're already dead. You know? It's that bad. So it's out there, you know, it's like, boom, giant fucking waves, which, you know, like, you know, the ship goes nose down. And the wave looks like it's, yeah, like the Poseidon event. Like it's like 100 feet fucking, you know, high. And then all of a sudden, you like you start to crest the wave. And oh, it's just a wave. You're just hoping to God you don't go overboard because then you are dead. You know, because like they have to stop the ship, you know. And they're kind of like, well, got to look for him. You know, nobody's going to do that.
Man overboard. Oh, it's buried. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not an integral part of the ship. I'm not an officer or some shit. So, you know, yeah, I'm going to die. So I'm sitting there and, you know, we're fucking taking on fuel again, another taking on fuel from this other tanker, and the guy, the bosun mate, was like bitching, saying we're gonna fucking emergency, like that emergency disconnect because the waves are so bad. And my fucking chief officer, who had more, the guy who was in charge of our department had more rank than our chief officer, like the whatchamacallit, the guy that was actually in charge of engineering. So he told the fucking chief bosun mate, he's like, if you fucking disconnect, he goes, I'll have your fucking badge or your crow, whatever the fuck it was, your rank. You're totally fucking done. So we had to sit there in this completely insane fucking weather, and it wasn't nothing we could do about it. We had to wait until we finally got done. Like, because this was like, you could collide in that shit, and that means everybody's going down, you know? And you're just kind of like, yeah, fuck all we can do about it. I guess I could scream about this shit, but, you know. What are they going to do? You know, you piss them off bad enough, they're going to throw your ass overboard. So you just listen to it, you know, like, well, I guess, you know, just sit here and hope we don't die. You know, because plus there's sharks out there. They don't fucking care what the weather's like. You know, they'll just eat you. So
fuck that.
There's nothing you can do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember I was so happy about joining the Navy? Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I never really wanted to join the service was mostly...
I know. I remember when I tried talking to you, and I was so glad you didn't get into it. I'm like, that was dumb.
I just don't like the... I don't like the elements.
Water.
Well, the elements in general. Not just the water. You know, military...
You used your brain. That's why.
The military's all outdoor type stuff, and I'm just not... You know, I look at myself, and I'm like thinking, yeah, I'm not really all into running around in the rain. You know, the mud, stuff like that. I mean, it's cool that other people
stand
are.
Stand here and guard this puddle.
Walk through a river, you know, things like that. Look, you know, it probably, if I had never seen Full Metal Jacket, it might have worked. But that movie came out right when I was about, you know, graduating from high school and stuff.
Yeah,
and
that was the end.
That was kind of telling me that I just never wanted to go into boot camp. It just looked like what it was like living with my stepmom, and I didn't need to repeat that. So,
yeah, most people were like, you know, they had a hard time at boot camp. I don't think we had a fucking problem with that shit, dude.
Well, it's not that I wouldn't. I just didn't want to. I mean, it just looked like, oh, that doesn't look fun. I don't think I want to do that, you know?
A lot of screaming.
Why would I volunteer to be...
Clean up this mess. Makes no sense.
Why would I want to volunteer to be put through that? It looks like fucking torture, you know? It's like... Yeah,
they're trying to break and remold you, and you just sit there with like this little look on you. You're like, meh.
But I went to Civil
this
Air...
again.
I was in Civil Air Patrol for a little while when I was in California, and...
Something to do.
I wasn't cut out for it. I mean, that's not one of those guys. I mean, I totally appreciate the guys that do it. I do, but I'm not that guy.
Anyway, weather stories.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, other weird weather bullshit that's happened.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think we'll wrap it, because I can't really think of anything else. I mean, if we had more people on here, it probably would have been a little bit more longer, but we would have done about 90 minutes, and that's pretty good.
Mostly snow.
Snow,
yeah, not a lot of happy springtime stories coming out of us here, you know. It's more like, no, we didn't really have that.
Well, it's normal that in Cleveland that when it's hot out, we just stay inside because it's like the sun. What is it? You know, where are the clouds?
Yeah, well, we get like a couple weeks of really nice weather.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of, I mean, even now, even though it's mostly like, you know, fucking marshy, cold. You know, it doesn't really get warm, and when it does, it kind of like, you know, kind of shitty. But I mean, this is technically nice weather for us. Because like later on, it's gonna get, it turns into like fucking Vietnam, man. It gets so freaking hot and shit. So you kind of just have to take it. Try to enjoy yourself while you can.
Yeah, this isn't the best weather place that I've lived. It's got lots of problems.
But we there's a lot of shit we don't have to worry about here, too.
But that's true. You
know, earthquakes, we don't. We get them sometimes if you do that farking bullshit.
There's no forest fires. There's no mudslides. There's generally no flooding.
No tidal waves.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, there's tornado warnings a lot. And apparently,
you just got batshit fucking snow.
If you
aside from that, the rest of it's pretty nice.
Yeah, and if
I guess it's humid.
And even then, like this last winter was really, I don't even know what happened. Apparently, it didn't happen. So, yeah.
10 years or so, doesn't happen. It doesn't really snow, and then
but then
we make up for it the following winter.
But the problem that you have in Cleveland is that the weather is so freaking irregular. You can have a 90-degree day in May, and then 2 days later it'll be 50. Yeah. And it's just so odd. You can't plan to do anything outside.
Literally, you know, I went outside in shorts because it was just hot out. And within 2 days, I was shoveling snow in my driveway. It's like, really?
It's true.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, it has its charms. It's just that you can't plan. Like in California, like Los Angeles, it basically never rains in the summer at all, ever. So you can basically say, I'm going to have an outside party, pool party, like 3 weeks from now on this day, and the weather will be perfect. Isn't that nice, you know? You can't do that in Cleveland, man. You don't know. It could be that day you pick, that will be the great storm of Cleveland, you know? It's just how it is, man. It could totally be a torrential freaking rainstorm, tornado come in, and then it'll snow, and you'll be like, what? Where am I at, you know?
Where the fuck did this come from? I didn't hear about this in the news. They're always fucking up. They're always fucking up, like the weather reports. Which you know, like you can always. That's another thing. You can always tell people are new, because they'll be like, "Yeah, they fucked up the fucking weather." It's like, "Yeah, dude."
We know.
They do that a lot.
July. You know, that's July and August are the only like certain sort of months that are basically. I mean, you can't guarantee rain, but you can guarantee that most of
it's probably not going to snow.
Yeah, that's right. Right. It's probably going to be it's going to be warm and not snow, and then other than that. You're kind of on your own. Every other month is complete chaos. You don't know. It could be 70 in February sometimes. It's just weird. It's a weird town.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, the other week, it was like 80-something here. And then, you know, a few years back, the Indians had their home opener series in fucking April snowed out.
Crazy.
So anyway, that's it for Midwest Wasteland. I tried to put on a good show for it. I think we did a pretty good job. And, you know, we try to get everybody to come out to these things. But I don't know. I have another idea I'm kicking around for a Midwest Wasteland we may do in a few months. We're going to do a series of interview shows. I'm doing an interview with Larry next Sunday. That's going to be on Kevin's Oblast Radio. So look for the Oblast RSS if you're not subscribed to it. And then it's just a one-on-one. Larry and I will talk for an hour. Then the week after that, Brian and I will do one for an hour. And I'm going to be following those up. I have them scheduled with Jedi, Anderson and Corber and Don C said he'll do one. That's if I can get C's to actually, I don't know, be home.
So you may get actual new content from us for at least 3 straight weeks.
That's right. And then,
which is insane.
Don Anderson and I are planning on doing a 1 hour weekly show. Don is currently preparing to do some sort of comedy show. So, like stand up comedy somewhere. And, I think once he's done with that, that's like June 13th, he and I are going to talk about it. They're busy making movies, too, him and Corber or something. I guess they've got some deals going where they can make videos for, like, I guess the Anderson did one for, like, a landscaping company. And Corber and him are doing one for At No End or something. They're making a video for them, apparently. I don't really know any of the details. Whatever, I've been sick, so I haven't really gone over there and stuff. So I don't really know all of it. But at some point I'll find out. So that's some more content that's going to happen, and then we'll, of course, do some more Midwest Wastelands after the Cinema Wastelands that happen. Next one's not until October, I guess, unless they moved it or something. And
it's almost always in October.
Yeah, and we'll probably do some more shows on that. Right, we got to do a video game news at some point, because I'm sure everybody's played something that we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure that'll happen, you know, in a few weeks or something like that. So that's it. thanks for sticking with us and all that good stuff. Check out the website, videogamenews.com, for everything. And you can always write me, Kevin, editor at videogamenews.com. Larry, you want to pitch CSR?
There's a new Cleveland Sports Radio. I just need to get it uploaded, finally.
Huzzah.
And I think I have one or two since the last time we talked. But I got a new one recorded, and actually I got my notes together to do another one an actual week apart. So ClevelandSportsRadio.net. I'm not going to oversell it and say we're back in better than ever, but we're still here, and we're still treading water. And every so often, somebody will actually post something in the forums. So, and we actually get some traffic on the Facebook page. So, ClevelandSportsRadio.net, check it out. And the way the Indians are playing, I got more to bitch about. So, I should be on more regularly.
Yeah, there you go. Also, there's also an Oblast web or page on Facebook now too. So, if you just search for Oblast, look for one that's not in Russian. That's probably the right one. All right. That's it. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Late.
See ya.
Thank you for listening once again to today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please be sure to check out our website, domaincle.com or todaysboondoggle.com, for more shows and check out our archives. Follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. And please support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on our GoFundMe and Venmo. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms out there. Please email us with any questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Leave us some 5-star reviews and help spread the word. Thanks again for listening.